in New Mexico and Washington. Julia Simon, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. About 700 people attended funeral services yesterday for a Wichita firefighter who died in a house fire earlier this month. The Wichita Eagle reports that another 900 people watched the services for Ty Voth online. People lined the Wichita streets as Voth's body was transported from the Park City Arena to the cemetery, many saluting and holding American flags. The cause of Voth's death is still under investigation. The way Kansans farm could not only impact long-term climate change, but also affect local weather right now. Climatologists at Kansas State University measure how much water is lost from the average crop due to evaporation. This loss is higher in western Kansas compared to the rest of the state due to heat and high wind speeds. Michael Siddle, a climatologist for K-State, says it's an invisible process, so it's hard for farmers to know if their irrigation is effective.
And you may lose all that moisture you added in if you are in a weather pattern that's got high winds and low relative humidities and high temperatures.
All of that moisture and higher added humidity can make it feel hotter than it is for those communities surrounded by agriculture. In sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday, 8-5. They play this evening at 6:10. And the Kansas City Chiefs are in Jacksonville. They play the Jaguars in their preseason opener at 6 o'clock this evening.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of showers this morning. Becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Cool temperatures for today with highs only in the upper 70s. Light winds from the south. For tonight, lows in the lower 60s and cool temperatures again for tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's cloudy and 65 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, how to save the lives of thousands of birds who crash into buildings as they migrate. That story ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs today only in the upper 70s with light winds from the south. It's 66 in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan, 65 in Topeka. This is KPR.
I'm Giles Snyder with these headlines. Coming off a campaign rally last night in Phoenix, Vice President...
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, including actress Joan Chen. She was once called the Elizabeth Taylor of China. Now she's getting Oscar buzz for her new film, Dee Dee. We'll have a conversation with Joan Chen coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPER. Like I said, 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition, and then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Us. Don't Tell Me. NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Hillary Rodham Clinton, former Secretary of State, former First Lady, stops by to play Not My Job. That's in 20 minutes at 10 o'clock on both KPR1 and KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Support for NPR comes from the station and help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. From Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's been said that sound bites and political ads determine elections. On Kansas Public Radio, we reject that. You'll hear more than sound bites. You'll hear background and context, thoughtful reporting, analysis, insightful commentary. KPR provides the information you use to decide how to cast your ballot. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to pledge your support for news that you depend on. Mostly cloudy and cool this morning, becoming mostly sunny and cool this afternoon. Highs today only in the upper 70s. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Chioki Iancic.
And I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we save you money on AC by bringing you some of the coolest people we have ever spoken to, from Rachel Maddow and Patti LuPone to Jason Isbell and Josh Homme. And if you're wondering, who's Josh Homme? Well, I guess you're just not cool enough. All that, plus Chioki Iancic filling in for Bill, lets us know that flying in to do our show at the last minute doesn't stress him out at all.
I've got an hour till my flight and money in my pocket.
We got a great way for you to fill the next hour. It starts after this newscast.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
Alliance to talent development. Learn more at Insperity.com/HR Matters. And the Doris Duke Foundation.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Cooler temperatures in store with highs only in the upper 70s. It's 68 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience of real...
That's when we come back with more Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Whether your weekend is full of work or play, recharging or catching up, life doesn't stop. And the news and the stories that impact your life every day, they don't slow down. All Things Considered is here every Saturday and Sunday to bring you the news and help you lighten up with the latest in music, movies, and books. Join us for thoughtful conversations and reporting that keeps you in the know and your weekend rolling.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, Saturday, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Continue to seek reform on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday morning for Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 o'clock Monday morning. Your hosts on Monday, A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Saturday morning for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedy opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury, Thursday and next Saturday at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a slight chance of showers, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Cool temperatures in store with highs only getting up to the upper 70s. Cool temperatures for tomorrow as well. It's 69 in Emporia, 69 in Lawrence, 70 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from...
This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne and This American Life coming up at noon today. Today on This American Life, when faced with a dangerous situation, how will you respond? Swim toward the shark today on This American Life at noon here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 11 o'clock.
I'm Jesse Thorne. If I say the words Blues Brothers,
learn more at publicwelfare.org and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, clearing this afternoon. Cool temperatures for today with highs only getting up to the upper 70s. It's 71 in Atchison, 70 degrees in Emporia, 70 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. Before I get into my interview...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. and from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Cool temperatures for today and tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. It's 70 degrees in Emporia, 71 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Hi, I'm Marissa Flaxbart, producer here at Maximum.
Oh, and then once that happens, how he plans to spend his afterlife. We'll get into it. I promise. It's Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Oldsburg Junction City. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and repair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com. Coming up in just over 15 minutes, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, when faced with a dangerous situation, how would you respond? Swimming toward the shark on This American Life today at noon here on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, I'm...
Picks and, I don't know, get some dank bullseye memes, send them to us. We'll put them up there. We don't care. You know, it's Instagram. We're having fun. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. And hey, make sure to go search for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne on YouTube and hit subscribe because big stuff is right around the corner. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
What if we measured the success of our economy less of care?
What if we tracked gains and losses not in dollars, but in the quality of human lives? I'm Ann Strangchamps.
And I'm Ray Suarez with another episode of Going for Broke, a look at how economic hardship, trauma, and mental illness get wrapped together in a seemingly endless loop.
Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge.
Join us for To the Best of Our Knowledge tomorrow from 10 until noon here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, when faced with a dangerous situation, how do you respond? That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com. And from the Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to use their passion, find their purpose, and make progress. More information is at kansashealth.org. Mostly cloudy skies turning into mostly sunny skies this afternoon, highs only in the upper 70s. It's 73 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Maybe you saw this story in the news earlier this summer.